Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Week one of the NFL season is here. Last night it kicked off with Kansas City and Houston, and the Chiefs put it on to Texas. 34-20 was your final. The game that we're all focused in on will take place noon in Detroit as our Chicago Bears travel to the Motor City to take on the Lions. We will get to that game, but I thought this was a good idea from our good friend Chris Black, who I apologize to repeatedly for not knowing that he's been on our show for about 75 different shows.
But no, we did it. All the producers look the same to you.
Yeah, it's not true. That's not right. it was a good idea. He said, hey, you know what we should do in week one of the NFL season? We should go through every game because we're all footballed up. Like, I'm really excited right now for a lot of different games. I look at the schedule, and, of course, my focus is on Bears and Lions, most importantly. But I see a game here. Seattle's at Atlanta. There's a lot of things in that game that I'm interested in. I see a game here, Green Bay at Minnesota. Obviously, implications in our division. I want to know what this Las Vegas team looks like at Carolina. I thought Chris made a good point about the Carolina Panthers. Just buttering you up now. The Cincinnati Bengals. What will they look like with Joe Burrow? The Dallas Cowboys. Everyone has talked about them. What will they have in store? San Francisco's got a lot of injuries. There's a lot. And the Bucs and the Saints. Like, there's a lot to get through, isn't there, fellas?
Indeed. Yeah, so where do you want to start? You want to start with Seahawks and the Falcons? I think that's a good starting place.
Well, you tell me. What's on your mind with regard to them?
Okay, so Atlanta, how many years are we going to hear that this is a contending team where they actually perform well from start to finish? We've seen the last couple of years this team not be able to play to that same caliber that we saw when they were leading in the Super Bowl before the Patriots came back. So I'm interested in seeing what the Falcons can offer. And then also, Russell Wilson, to me, is the second best player in all of football.
I like where you're going there.
And so he's dangerous no matter what the competition is. I'm not worried about a team from the West Coast going all the way to the East Coast, especially to start the season. It's not in the middle of the NFL grind. So those are a couple of things I'm looking at. I think the Seahawks can certainly win this game on the road.
Yeah, I think Seattle travels better than any other West Coast team going east. This ain't no thing for Pete Carroll. Atlanta has the 16th ranked defensive according to DVOA.
DVOA, you're saying.
I love it. And I think Seattle just carves them up. I think their defense can keep up with Atlanta's offense. But I don't think Atlanta's defense can keep up with Seattle's offense. So I think
Atlanta's one of those teams that you're always nervous to play because they can put a big number on you. But they are inconsistent on defense, and they're inconsistent on offense as well. I love Matty Ice. He's a BC guy. He's one of our guys at Boston College. But if you even look at his career, he has an MVP season, then he has some trouble with some interceptions. I wouldn't want to face that offense on a week-in and week-out basis. But I agree with you. I think Seattle is consistently one of the best coached teams in the league. I thought one of the interesting notes about the Seahawks this year was I think it was Pete Carroll that said, hey, listen, because of the unique nature of what training camp was all about with COVID and not having, access to a lot of different players and not having preseason games, we're going to use these first few games to basically evaluate the back end of our roster. So I'm with you guys. I think they do travel. Going west to east and playing in the Eastern time zone is never easy. But a well-coached team and a very good team in Seattle, I'm with you guys. I think this will be a more competitive game than maybe people think. But I like the Seahawks to win this game as well.
And if things don't work out for the Seahawks early, I wouldn't be surprised if people start chirping that Pete Carroll needs to go in Seattle.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Isn't he the oldest coach in the National Football League?
Which is surprising because he's just a number.
I get it. My point is because you never think of Pete Carroll as being one of the older coaches because he's got such a high energy level.
Yeah, he's always hopping around on the sidelines. Listen, no one likes Pete Carroll more than me for what he did at USC all those glorious years.
Pete used to chirp at me when he was in a good way.
He's small, isn't he?
He's not big, but he's not like tiny. But when he was the defensive coordinator with the Jets.
And then what'd you do? You went over the middle and you caught some balls.
Well, we beat the Jets in overtime in that game.
Take that.
I did not say take that. That was not part of my vocabulary.
All right, next up on the list, the Jets at the Bills, a noon kick on Sunday.
Well, you like the Jets. I mean, you told us that the Jets are a team that, for some reason, that you've...
I like them plus 6.5. I don't think Buffalo is some team that's going to just run over other teams. Like, they are good enough to win the division, and they will certainly have a chance to win this Sunday. But 6.5 points for a Jets team that I think, when we kind of look at all of these matchups, for the most part, many teams are going to be around that 500 spot.
Yeah.
And I think the Jets could be one of those teams. They're not going to be a playoff team. They're not going to be a great team. But I think this could be a close matchup.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills were 10-6 last year, and they were a postseason participant.
Yep.
I'm not a huge believer in their quarterback, but I like their defense, and they're very well coached. I have them winning the AFC East, so I like them winning at home to get the season started.
Chris Bleck and I disagree, because I think that Adam Gase's offense is hot garbage. They are the 31st-ranked offense, according to DVOA, while Buffalo has the first-ranked defense, according to DVOA. Mm. And they're saying, we're going to completely throw out the playbook. Well, Tom Waddle, have you been telling me for months now that defenses are going to be ahead of offenses?
I believe that to be the case. I'm not preaching, but I don't know if
they run away with this game, but I think Buffalo can win by 7.
Okay.
Let me also throw in this idea. Another thing that stuck into my head when I was trying to make this pick. What is Buffalo good at? Buffalo is good.
They run the football well, and they play really good defense.
At giving you one early season, just total blowout, right? Because of the fans and the way, like...
It's a tough place to play. It really is. I mean, and there's going to be no fans there.
No one's going to be there.
I've said to people...
I don't know if Buffalo can use that to some victories this season.
I thought Buffalo and Kansas City were two of the loudest open-air stadiums I was ever playing in. So, let's skip Bears and Lions. We'll get into depth on that when we come back. But Green Bay at Minnesota.
So, this is intriguing on a ton of levels, right? So the Vikings, the last time we saw them, both teams, last time we saw them, lose in the playoffs. Whether or not the Vikings and what they built to get to that point last year in the playoffs where they beat the Saints on the road, that was a very impressive win. And it was an impressive win for Kirk Cousins, because I think most people who are detractors to Cousins assume that he can't win big games. And he did. And he outdueled Drew Brees.
I think that's a confidence booster.
Absolutely. And then you look at Green Bay side of things. Tom, you said it all off season, and you said it even last season, 13-3, but they were not as good as the record shows. So with the logic of what we saw last year applied to what we're going to see on Sunday, wouldn't you assume that the Vikings should win this game with ease?
I don't know if they'll win with ease, but I'll take the Vikings in this game at home. I don't believe the Green Bay Packers, again, are going to be a 13-3 team that runs away with the division. I have picked them to win this division. But I think that could be a 9-7 record. It could be 10-6, could be 9-7. I think they'll split with the Vikings. I think when they go to Green Bay, I think the Packers will win that game, but I'll take the Vikings at home here.
This comes down to, like I said with the last matchup, defenses ahead of offenses. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is going to throw to. So to me, if
Devontae Adams?
Besides him, besides Devontae Adams, who else has he got? Their defense has been suspect last year. I don't know how if their improvements can translate to the first game of the season. I like a team that's more established, that knows what they're doing in this situation, rather than an offense that's still trying to figure themselves out and adding new defensive pieces. So to me, I think the Vikings win this game.
How about the Dolphins at the Patriots? Who wants that?
Ooh.
Now listen, there's some familiarity there, okay? Brian Flores was a former coach for the New England Patriots, and that doesn't always equate to giving you advantage against Bill Belichick, but there is some familiarity there. I thought the Dolphins rather played hard last year. There was some improvement. Fitzmagic will get the start. I have a hard time believing that Cam Newton in his first start with the Patriots will lose that game. So they could probably be competitive game, but I like the Patriots. Keep an eye on the Patriot defense that was so good last year. A lot of their guys decided not to play this year. They decided that the COVID risk was too great for them. their decision. It was accepted with class and dignity, but I think it really harms who they are.
The Patriots have not played a game since January 4th when the Tennessee Titans ran roughshod on them. They lost 20-13 in that playoff game. And I don't know, you give Bill Belichick 9 months to prepare for a team, I feel like he's going to win that game. No, but I think that a team that's more familiar with their situation, like I said with the last matchup, I think that Bill Belichick finds a way to win this game.
Is it a mistake for the Dolphins to start Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
I mean, he's not going to be the guy.
He's
Why
not,
are they not
I
starting
I don't
Tua
know.
Tagovailoa?
Well, because a couple of things. I think this is a unique season. You haven't had the OTAs. You've only had 10 or 12 practices. I don't think he should be starting. I think this is a very difficult season. Joe Burrow will get the start for the Bengals. But if you have an option like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who can be a placeholder as the season goes on, I don't have any problem with this at all. I think this season is going to be an enormous challenge for most rookies, especially quarterbacks.
We don't see a blowout here, right, guys? Patriots
I
over
don't.
The Dolphins?
I don't.
So this will definitely, Dolphins will be in the teaser?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's okay. A tease. Yeah. I do believe the next game will be a blowout. I think that the Eagles go to Washington and teach them the
No
meeting.
Respect for Ron Rivera?
Wow. I love Ron Rivera.
At home?
I love Ron Rivera.
With the Washington football team?
I think there's a little, I mean, like Dwayne Haskins is their starter, right?
Yeah, they got something to show us. Everyone's counting them out.
Like the Eagles.
Huh.
Yeah.
5.5.
I think the Eagles cover that as well. Yeah.
All right.
Washington's the worst team in the league.
Oh,
hands down the worst team in the league.
I'm just saying, give some respect to Ron Rivera.
I love Ronnie. Ronnie was a teammate. I love Ron as a coach. It may take a little bit of time before he gets his, you know, culture installed there. So,
Chase Young? No Chase Young love?
No, I like him. Like, you can throw out individual names. The wide receiver that they drafted in the second or third round, I forget his name right now, was excellent last year. I like him too. But I'm going to take, I expect the Eagles to roll. Vegas goes to Carolina. I think the Carolina story is going to be an interesting one. Matt Rhule takes over. There are a lot of people that like Matt Rhule and think he's going to do well as an NFL head coach. I'm very interested to see how Teddy Bridgewater performs as a starting quarterback, a guy with no competition. We saw some really good things from him at times. Is he a guy that can be a difference maker at the position? He's going to get the opportunity. Interested to see how they go. I think this is going to be a really close game. I probably will side with the Panthers in a close game. But I think the Panthers are an interesting team to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I agree. I think you take the Panthers here because, you know, they have one of the most explosive offensive weapons in the NFL. But also, you get Bridgewater back with
Joe Brady.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, I knew Brady. I was thinking of his first name. Joe Brady.
Not Tom.
Not Tom Brady. Joe Brady. Not Mike Brady. Not any other Bradys. Not Peter Brady.
Not Greg.
Not Marsha Brady.
Nope.
No, Joe Brady. So I think that they'll find some success early in this game.
Chris, did you have anything else to add to that?
No, I was just trying to think of other Bradys.
Other Bradys.
Yeah.
All right.
We said Tom, right?
Indianapolis at Jacksonville. I don't know that Jacksonville is going to do anything of note this year. I'm interested to see how Philip Rivers plays in a Colts uniform. Obviously, there's the familiarity with Frank Reich. But we'll see. I think it's a good young team. I think that they will beat some people. I don't know that they're a great team, but I think they're going to be a very solid opponent week in and week out.
Any Gardner Minshew magic late?
Nah.
Against a Philip Rivers?
I don't think so.
Rivers
is used to blowing games late, though. So.
Yeah, see, and that's why I feel like that's the game on the schedule no one assumes will be close, and then we'll be sitting there in red zone
as the
witching hour begins, and it'll be like, oh, here comes Gardner Minshew, then, and the...
Are you one of these guys
And the Colts are choking it late.
Do you open up the wallet? They were choking it late.
Yeah, in the contest, the football game.
Are you one of these guys
that
reaches deep into his wallet in week one? Or are you somebody that keeps most of your powder dry because you don't know who's who?
A lot of exposure.
Oh, we're going to be gambling on every game.
All right. When we come back, we'll go through the rest of the games and also break down the big game. That is Bears and Lions. All right, let's get through the rest of this week one schedule, fellas.
Football!
Ball! It is glorious, isn't it?
We also have some Twitchers saying Brady Quinn. Oh, and someone Brady tweeted Quinn. Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Just following up.
Okay. I saw Wayne Brady in Hamilton. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Does he do a, does he do like Let's Make a Deal?
He does. He does do Let's Make a Deal.
I used to love Let's Make a Deal when it was, who was it? Who was the host of Let's Make a Deal?
Drew Carey?
No, he's now
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
But they're on the same show together.
They were. They
were they making deals.
I'm talking about Let's Make a Deal back when Monty Hall. There you go. That's who.
All right, we got like eight games in 8 minutes.
They're making deals.
Come on, eight games in 8 minutes. Let's go.
All right, we'll go. What's the next game?
Browns, Ravens. Ravens win.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm not buying. I know Stefanski took over the Browns. They should be better than when they had what's his name Kitchens in there. I'm not a Baker Mayfield believer, to be honest with you. I think he's average guy.
Backwards hat.
I don't care about that.
It's backwards hat guy.
No, I don't care about that. But
I'm telling you guys right now, that number, it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a close game.
Baltimore will bring your defense, bring their defense, and I don't know that Cleveland has an answer for Lamar Jackson. So why don't you and I have a little side bet?
A side bet?
Yeah.
Side bet.
Yeah. What do you want?
Wait, hold on. We disagree about all these games.
Not
which
really.
Which ones are we going with? Well, just wait until we get to
you
the
You want an iced coffee?
I love iced coffee.
All right, well, let's bet.
Bengals.
I'll take the Ravens. You take the Browns. Iced coffee.
Are we playing the line? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 7.5. I'll give you 7.5. Iced coffee? No. Small, large, medium.
Continue on.
Chargers, Bengals.
No, you don't want that bet.
No, I'm already betting it.
Bengals. I'm going with the hometown team. I'm taking the Bengals. I think that Joe Burrow is going to surprise some people early on.
All right. Do they have anybody else besides Joe Burrow? Anybody else on that team?
You think they're going to beat the Chargers?
Yeah, I do.
Chargers are going to be good.
Yeah.
They're going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't see that one.
I think it's going to be your upset of the week.
That's the upset of the week of the year?
Yeah.
That's the one game I don't need to worry about.
Bengals at home with a win. Right. Joe Burrow, hometown kid. Well, not hometown because he's not from Cincinnati, but he's from, I believe he's, where is he from? Athens, Ohio?
There's no chance. Akron. Unless you're watching Red Zone, you're watching that game because we go to our next game.
Watch your mouth.
Bucks and Saints.
This is going to be awesome. As Doug Kazarian told us, the Saints historically start slow. I think the Bucs are going to bring it all. Mike Evans is listed, I believe, as doubtful with a hammy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bucs win this game.
Wow.
I think Tom Brady, Tuomi brings it with him.
I'm with you. I think Tom Brady fits perfectly with what they already had. And the thing that no one ever talks about, if you look back to last year, the Bucs had a top five defense in opponent yards per play.
Yeah, they were much better in the second half of the season than the first half of the season. That was kind of one of the hidden gems of the year was the Bucs defense in the second half of the season.
And they had a quarterback last year who just gave the ball over.
Yeah, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
So many times. Now you have a quarterback who's going to take care of it.
So many weapons inside that huddle.
Cardinals and 49ers.
What's happening there?
We gotta move.
Okay. What do you mean, gotta move?
We gotta move.
That's the marquee game of the weekend.
Cardinals,
people want to talk about the Saints and the Bucs.
Do you know, here's another thing. Two things to keep in mind for this Cardinals 49ers team. Mm-hmm. Cardinals, will they take that next step with Kyler Murray, who showed some really nice things? They got DeAndre Hopkins now. I think it's an interesting team. Are they ready for prime time just yet? I would say no.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to be a lot better.
I'm with you. 49ers, I think Deebo Samuel's out. They've got a lot of guys that aren't going to play early in the season. I'll take the Niners, but I think this is going to be a very competitive game. I don't think the Niners are up to speed right now.
All right. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cardinals get a late touchdown to come within the 7.5.
See, you and I agree on that.
Yeah.
You
and Cowboys, I agree.
They're not going to win. Wait, Abdallah.
Cowboys, Rams.
You guys know what I think.
I'm not a Rams guy. Jared Goff's not my guy. And the pass rush will scare him senseless, and I think that the Cowboys bring the pass rush. I like the Cowboys to win on the road in week one.
Same. Right. I agree.
We agree.
Right. Monday night. Are we saving Monday nights for Monday?
No.
Talk about them.
Okay, we'll talk about them. Let's talk about the Bears and Lions.
Bears and Lions.
I'll give you guys the floor right now because I know you're more skeptical than I am. So build your case against the Bears.
I don't think I have a case against the Bears. I just
build your case for skepticism heading into this game.
Trubisky's still your quarterback. The better quarterback is on the other team.
That's true.
And I understand that you have the better defense, but the Lions added a lot of defensive talent this year. They drafted one of the best running backs in college football, and I believe that they will keep it close. I mean, they're obviously a three-point favorite. Vegas thinks they are. I think Vegas is begging Bears fans to take that plus three, and in some places it's already up to plus two.
I
think if this game is close, who do you trust more to win the game, Stafford or Trubisky?
I would trust Stafford, but there's a different component to this game.
That being said,
Trubisky against the Lions defense is different than Stafford versus the Bears.
That being said, 21-17 Bears.
Okay, there you go. You got them covering the number.
Nice job.
Well, they win, so yeah, they cover the number.
Hey.
Oh, that's true. I tried. I was thinking they were giving points. You're right. Yeah. They're getting money.
Cap's proud of you, man.
I still think the Bears are the better team.
I agree with you.
I hope they are. I really do.
But
the problem with that is that I think the Lions are improved. I am believing a little of the hype. I don't think that they're going to win the division.
How do you
know? But a healthy Matt Stafford makes a hell of a lot of difference for this team.
Okay, I'll buy that. Matt Stafford being back is obviously. Outside of Stafford, what can you sell me on with regard to the Lions being better?
With the Lions? Because they played all those close games last year without a quarterback who was healthy. So I think that does make that big of a difference.
Okay.
Now, it's fine. If you don't want to believe in that, I just don't foresee the Bears scoring enough points to make it a game where they will win the football game. Okay. I have 27 Lions, Bears 20.
Whoa! Whoa! Not only did the Lions win, they cover the number.
Listen, Robert Quinn, doubtful. They're going to need him to play with Khalil Mack in an elite level on Sunday. If they're not both running at their best, this defense isn't going to take down Matt Stafford.
I don't believe in the Lions. I believe in Matt Stafford. In fact, I've defended Matt Stafford on this very show for years, as everyone said he wasn't very good. I think Matt Stafford is a very good quarterback. I'm a prove it to me kind of guy. I'll buy the Lions are ready for prime time when I see the Lions ready for prime time. Not only do I believe the Bears win this game, I'm going to tell you that I think Mitchell Trubisky has himself a very good game. I'm going to tell you that Mitch will throw for 225 yards, and that's not a ton of yardage, but I'm also going to tell you that they're going to focus on running the football. So there's going to be a couple of shot plays that Mitch hits. I'm going to tell you that Mitch is going to throw for two tutties and no interceptions.
Woo.
I'm going to tell you that there's going to be so many victory laps from 7 to 10 in this studio on Monday morning. Cap's going to wear out the rug. He's going to be doing victory laps
all
over the
place. Running.
And he's going to be running. I think the Bears win this game 23-16 by a touchdown, if you do the math. And I think Mitch is going to have him a game that's going to allow him to puff out his chest and see, take that.
Wow.
Take that.
Wow.
Take that. They're not going to win with Mitch. They're going to win in large part because Mitch has himself a bit of a game. How about that?
That being said, I need callers 9 and callers 18 because we have two more weeks to give away for the Nick Foles contest.
Take that.
Take
Mark
that.
Giangreco next. Mark Giangreco is in our studio, and he's got football on his brain. You smell like pigskin.
Do I really?
Yeah, it's good.
It's
I love
my new
pigskin.
Aftershave.
Yeah.
I ran out of men in skin bracer.
What did you think last night about the start of the 2020 season?
I thought it was spectacular.
Yeah.
I loved it. Things that bothered me, fans booing the unity line.
I don't know how you boo unity.
How do you do that? Yeah. Some fans are still doing, you know, the chop thing. It's just disgusting. And what was it, 22,000 fans? You're supposed to be social.
Was it that many?
Distancing. None of them were distancing. Half of them weren't wearing masks. So really disappointed in the humans in the stands. But I love the game. I love watching the Chiefs execute with all that speed and precision. They didn't seem like they missed a beat. I didn't think it was that sloppy. The Texans come back.
I didn't think it was sloppy really at all from the Chiefs' perspective.
Yeah, but, you know, Texans came back, made a game of it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a wonderful introduction to what's going to be a crazy, weird season, but it's here. And I'm so glad that was the first game. Now, Nagy was impressed. He watched it. All the Bears are like, yeah, we're really juiced now because, you know, a lot of them were being realists today, though, who were interviewed saying, well, those are the Chiefs. We're going to have to really get it together to be half as good on Sunday.
The impression was that Matt Nagy was a little salty today.
I didn't think it was too salty. He just gave a couple of one-word answers when guys were repeatedly asking the same question.
He's much more guarded about injuries this year than he has been in the past.
Well, that was one of them. Yeah. And, you know, the Robert Quinn thing, he just will not talk about. Okay, so you got Quinn doubtful.
Quinn's not going to play, right?
No, he won't play. You got Mac questionable. He'll play. But like you said on Wednesday, it's going to be a rotation thing. Guys are going to be on a pitch count for sure. Montgomery will definitely play, even though he's questionable. How good will he be? So I'm getting off the elevator, and I hear Mr. Bleck say he's picking the Lions because of all those Bears injuries and uncertainty. Then I hear you say, you like Matthew Stafford. We all do. We
like
the guy.
I like Matt.
But you can't trust the Lions as a team.
They're without their starting right tackle, right?
Yeah. I agree with both you guys. I mean, I've already picked the Lions, hoping that the Giangreco jinx will kick in.
What was your final score?
20-17.
20-17, okay,
Lions.
So a tight game. So the Bears, you know, push, basically, if you can shop that to 3 points.
Yeah, it's a push if you're three-point dogs as visitors.
Right.
You get 3 points because it's your field. So I don't think it's going to be a great game by any stretch of the imagination. And
is it like there's a lot of love or there's a lot of, I don't know, love may be too strong a word, but there are a lot of people think that the Lions are going to be a much improved team.
Well, we've been hearing that for 3 years.
That's my point. Like
Matt Patricia's job is on the line.
I'll join that crew when I see it.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I'd love to see the Lions do well. I've always had a thing for Detroit. I like the team. I like the organization. But they just never get there, ever.
So what are you expecting to see out of Mitch? Like I've already said, look, I'm not trying to make good with any Bears fans out there. I think this is a game where Mitch will... He'll reward the coaching staff for picking him as their starter. Would I put a ton of money on it? No, I bet the Bears with the points and the money line. But I think this is a good opportunity for Mitch to get off to a good start and, you know, feel good about the potential for him to be in there for a few weeks.
This is the way I see the game unfolding. Mitch is going to throw a pick in the first series.
Oh, come on.
But then he's going to come back and redeem himself and run the offense and do fairly well. And what
first
it's going to come
to. First series pick?
Yeah, first series is going to throw a pick.
Twitter will explode.
I know,
if Mitch throws a pick in the first series.
But then he's going to get it together, and the difference is going to be is they got in an early hole. They were down like 7-0 at the end of the first, and they came back and played really well but just ran out of time. That's kind of the way I see the game unfolding. Okay? You're looking at me like,
wow,
what is
like,
wrong
like
with
a
you?
First series interception is not how I – that's not how they want this season to go.
Can you imagine that? Cap would actually grow hair on his head. It would pop out like
a
chia pet.
And the opposite is true. I painted a picture, Bears 23, Lions 16. Mitch has a game, and Cap wears out the rug in here doing victory laps.
Oh, God, jeez. Well, you know, I see the whole everybody on Twitter's got a Trubisky hater page, you know, and the countdown to all the haters, and everybody can't wait to dump on the Mitch haters and everything else.
Is this one more polarizing? If you guys tap into your Bears quarterback memory banks, is this quarterback situation more polarizing than the Cutler quarterback situation?
I don't think so because. No. You know, it was all about Cutler's personality and his attitude and his relationship with the players. There's no questioning his arm strength, his ability. He was just too smart. He didn't care about the game, you know? With Mitch, it's gone on so long now. He's been given so much rope that I think people are tired of it. Like, I personally was hoping that you just give Nick the job outright, all things being equal, just to change it up, just for a change. So we'll see.
Chris, you don't think this is more polarizing than the Cutler years?
No, no. And the reason why is because Cutler equally gave you really bad play, and he equally gave you some star performances, divide the group.
Yeah, let me add this, too. I don't think we ever question whether or not Jay could read a defense, go through his progressions, mm-hmm. or do some of the basic things that quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
He took a ton of chances, didn't protect the ball, played loose and careless with the ball too frequently. Nobody questioned his ability to process things, right?
Like I think the thing that the reason it doesn't get to the same level as Cutler is because those who are backing Mitch with such passion, like, what are the highlights that you're holding on to? The Buccaneers game? That's it? Like can you guys rattle off the games where Mitch brought the Bears back?
Not for, brought him back.
Victory?
No, I thought Mitch
but
was...
Jay did that
No, you're right.
A ton of times. And Jay, in games, beat teams by himself. Remember that one game when he beat the Lions by just being a better football player than everyone else on the field that day?
I think he did it with the against the Chiefs in Arrowhead, too, didn't he?
Yeah,
but we are talking, Chris, to your point, a limited body of work here, and we're running out of the whole potential thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? How long do you get to realize this really mystic potential that, you know, supposedly Pace saw at North Carolina in 13 games? It's really ridiculous when you go back and think about the process, why and where they drafted him and everything else. And now, you know, Pace and Nagy, it's their careers, their jobs on the line. So, you know, they stuck this long, so they got to go with him and see it out.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned Tampa. Like, this is year four. Mitch has thrown 48 touchdown passes in his career. 1/8 of those came in one game. Think of that. Better than 1/10. Better than 10% of those touchdown passes came in one game.
Great quarterbacks so throw 48 touchdowns a season.
Well, very few of them do. But
top three.
Angelo's on the north side. Are we giving Angelo a week, a date?
Yeah. So right. For Mark Gene Greco and those just listening at home, we have 2 weeks left in our When Will Nick Foles Start for the Bears contest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're a really negative crew here.
So let me paint you a picture. Angela, do you like Trubisky or do you like Foles?
I wish they would have went with Foles,
okay.
But I understand why they went with Mitch, just okay. So they could fire him at the end of the season.
Okay, so here's your. I'm going to get out my paint. As I'm a paint, I'm going to a painter.
Paint him a picture.
As I'm a painter, I'm going to
paint him
a picture. So they beat the Lions. And you're like, okay. But it's not like Mitch didn't win the game. There's a pick six. Maybe there's a fumble recovery towards the goal line, and then they run it in.
Yep.
So they win, but it's not because of Trubisky.
Right.
They lose to New York.
No!
They lose to New York.
The Giants?
They lose to the Giants.
The Giants!
They lose to the Giants.
Wow.
Or they win. Whatever. That's fine.
What's your point?
It's Bob Ross. You can do, if you want to put the little bird over there at the top, put the bird over there. If you want to put the bird over there,
you remember Bob Ross, don't you? The painter?
The point is that Mitch is not looking impressive.
You get all smoked up and watch the painter.
Oh, yeah. Another defensive.
That hair and beard. Yeah. That was something. But you remember John Nagy learned to draw? I don't know if you.
I don't remember that one.
He had a TV show, and I sent away for all the stuff. Like, you could draw the head of a dog, like a boxer, with a circle and a rectangle.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then you draw around
it. There you go.
Yeah.
And Nagy learned to draw. He had the set. Had it. Okay.
So, fine. They beat Detroit, but it's another defensive performance. Trubisky is just meh.
He what?
Then they
meh.
Go. They go
what'd
they
you say?
They go to Atlanta, and they lose. This game, they lose. And Matt Nagy says to himself, we got to face the Colts next week. I watched the Colts game last year. Did you guys watch the Colts game last year?
I did.
We all watched the Colts game.
Yeah.
So I can't win with Trubisky. So what's going to happen is week 4.
I think we're running out of paint.
Week 4, Nick Foles is going to start against the Colts in week 4.
Okay.
All right, Angela.
There you go, Angela.
You got week 4.
Sounds good. Week 4 it is.
Okay.
So we have one more, and it went to Lewis. But Lewis dropped off, but because I'm a gentleman and a scholar, I'm still going to give it to him. So Lewis's painting looks like this, since we only have 1 week left. It's the last game of the season against the Packers, and that's because Trubisky and the Bears have wrapped up the division, and they're resting him for the playoffs, so they just start Nick Foles.
I think you're losing. You're smelling lead paint now. Yeah.
By the way, if you have the correct week, you will win a $100 gift card to Jersey Mike's and a $50 gift card to Bub's City. So that's what we like to do. We like to have really negative contests out here. When will the Bears quarterback change happen? If you get the right week, you'll win stuff. We'll continue the football conversation when we come back. The Who, right? Did I get this right? Is this The Who? Yeah, this is The Who.
Okay.
I got that right. Cindy Lauper.
It started out
Cindy
like Lauper. The Lime and the Coconut.
Yeah.
That's what it started out.
Mark Giangreco is here, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, obviously located LaSalle in the river. Always a great place.
And I don't care what the temperature is this weekend. They've got the heaters out there, the towers. It's great.
It's fantastic.
Sit outside anyway.
It has been a great... This week, the weather has sucked.
Yep.
But prior to that, since May came and went, it's been phenomenal. And they've done such a great job over there.
You got the heater going. You got candles on the table. You've got the best food in the city.
It's fantastic.
There it is.
Get over there. Say hello to Matt Moore and David Flom. They're doing great stuff over there at Chicago Cut Steakhouse, again, LaSalle and the River. We have to give away something as well, don't we, here, Adam, on Fridays?
You know what time it is. It's Friday. It's the end of the show. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, this is
peanut butter.
Yeah,
peanut butter whiskey.
I'm on board now.
You know what happens with screwball peanut butter whiskey? Your weekend is
a little bit nutty.
Yeah, it will be, especially with the college football and the Bears coming back.
But then Monday, just a shell of your former
self.
These
two guys tomorrow in Hoodie, Chris and Adam and Jay Hood will be doing the college football show.
Let's go to South Bend. Duke up. Duke's a 20-point dog, right?
21?
To Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame rules.
But the college football show starts up again tomorrow.
So anyway, because it's the end of the show, it's time for the Screwball sign-off. Caller 20 right now wins not 100, not 150.
Nope.
Not 175.
Nope.
$200 to West End.
That's too friggin' high.
$200 to West End. I know Mark's been to West End before. He loves West End.
It's almost right got in a fight at West End.
Shocking. Shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, you could give it the name of many, many establishments and probably that'd be
the I told you the story, right?
Name the bars that he hasn't gotten to.
What happened?
Walking out of West End with my buddy Brad Hoken and my son, Hootie, okay? And there's a guy standing in the street and my car pulls up. I think he's the valet guy. But he's not. He's just drunk wandering in the street. And then there's this guy behind me who's got a Blackhawks. We're going to the Blackhawks game.
Yeah.
So he's got a Hawks jersey and on the back it says Paisan. Okay. He is just lit. He can't even walk. And he starts.
This is before the game.
Before the game. And he's yelling at me, calling me out, mocking me. And I go, dude, you give our people a bad name. Seriously. So he's like, you want to go? I'm like, yeah, let's go right now. And Brad turns to my son and goes, hey, Hoot, you ever been in a fight with your dad? And so we...
So what happened? Well, did you fight?
No, it got broken up by the actual valet guy.
Did you want it to be broken up?
Yeah, I wanted to just drop this guy.
Oh, so you were ready to go.
I was ready to go. Yeah, and then, of course, that would be the eighth suspension, so I think that...
I don't know that you'd be suspended if you were defending your own honor, your honor.
Nah, that's the way it works.
Oh, even if you were, like...
Yeah.
What if he... Throw a punch at you. You can't defend yourself or else you're going to get suspended.
This goes back way to the early 80s when I'm playing basketball at the East Bank Club with Warner Saunders, former Harlem Globetrotter, college basketball player. And he gets into a fight with some traitor wearing double wristbands and a necklace, you know. And Warner just decks this guy. And Warner's wife grounded him for like a month, screaming at him saying,
couldn't go play basketball.
You can't be baited by these people, you know. You're a public figure. So she grounded him, and he never did it.
Nobody grounds Markey. Nobody puts Markey in the corner.
Well.
Other than management.
Management. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Adam. You were saying.
Oh, are we doing a contest? Sorry, I digressed again.
Now he's on the phone.
He left. He's all upset.
I think we have a winner.
Oh, we do have a winner? Who's the winner, Adam? Why don't you put him on the air?
Adam?
Who won?
It was Matt from Plainfield.
Matt from Plainfield won.
This show is off the rails.
Pretty good, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Hey, Mark, you know what we learned earlier today?
What's that?
I wish we could do like a Jerry Springer parting thought, what we learned today. You know what we learned today, Mark? If you're a painter, what do you do?
You paint.
Okay.
If you're a driver, what do?
You drive.
If you're a shooter, what do?
You shoot.
Basketball. If you're a pitcher, what do?
You throw.
You pitch.
Oh. You pitch.
If you're a butcher, what do?
You butch.
Damn right.
There you go.
Damn right. You are damn right you do.
That's right. Dollar was getting some heat for what does a butcher do? Butcher butches. Right?
How much butch could a butch...
No.
Hey, by the way, I'm stealing your line for 10 o'clock tonight.
What's that?
Try not to punt.
Yeah,
For Nagy and the Bears.
Let's not do it. I said points, not punts.
Yeah, there it is.
So again, your final score.
2017 Detroit.
Wow, you suck. Chris, Chris, you suck even more because you have the Bears by losing by more than 3 points.
27-20.
Do you feel strongly about that? How strong? Really?
Yeah.
A scale of 1 to 10, where's your power picks?
He's looking like an 8 over there.
7.
Oh, see?
Whoa, really? Oh. Adam?
You have him second-guessing now.
Why are you giggling
back there? Listen, if you are riding and dying with Mitch, by all means, best of luck to you, sir.
I think the defense carries them 21-17 Bears.
Okay, well,
that's logical.
I have them scoring 23. I've only had them scoring 2 points more than...
I think there's
what they averaged last year?
18.
Huh?
Probably more than that against Detroit, though, right? It's a new year, Chris.
I know. New year, new Mitch.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Bills 34, Jets 10.
So you are on the... I picked the Bills to win the East.
Well, they better.
Say that, but like there are a lot of people that think
Belichick gets Cam to lead that team, I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
You know, Belichick is going to give Cam every opportunity to light it up statistically.
Yep.
You know, and
that means run less, throw more.
Could be.
Throw short, not deep.
Yeah, could be.
All right,
that's the end of our week one football preview. What's on the baseball show tonight?
Baseball.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a baseball show.
You guys
on for an hour, and then the Odds Couple comes on.
Okay.
And then we will bring you Game 7.
All right.
Raptors Celtics at 8 o'clock.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Butch.
Week 1 of the NFL season kicked off last night. We will recap what we see on Sunday. 2 Monday night games as well. So football is back. It is absolutely glorious. Who do we have on the show today?
I'll call you from the couch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mark Giangreco. Thank you, Jesse Rogers. Jeff Dickerson joined us. Doug Kazarian. Everybody who called in, we thank you. Adam and Chris have the baseball show next. Enjoy week one of the NFL season. This is ESPN 1000.
It's the classic!
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No, hi from you.
What?
No high from you.
I'd give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all a good night.